Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's episode 13 of the never-ending season of Drag Race, and it's time for some green screen acting, darling.
But you can't wear green or anything reflective, and you have to get paw-pawed by a giant puss.
Ooh. And on the runway, we're serving hot pockets.
Plus, genuflect at the altar of Cher. It's the lip sync song, Strong Enough.
It's a blessing. At the end of the episode today, we're going to have a top four for season 13, so stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
Gagatrondra, you and I know. My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello, I'm Willem, and I got the Gagatrondra sweats, and they are comfortable.
I just ordered mine, and I can't wait to wear them.
They have pockets. They're very, the font choice is bold. I love them.
Get some new sweats, Gagatrondra.
Did you see last week's episode? It was so fun. The girls did a tag team blind makeup application mini challenge, and then the girls got ready to roast the Miss Congeniality title holders from the past seasons. And Lonnie Love,
Sandra Bullock? Oh.
Lonnie Love and Michelle Visage were there as comedy coaches, and they helped the queens prep their material, and on the main stage, the girls roasted the girls, and some girls were rude.
Some of the girls were crude.
Utica got a double middle finger salute from RuPaul. Candy won the challenge, and Simone joined Utica in the bottom, and Simone got to extend her stay at the RuPaul Manor for girls, and Utica hit the house. And now it's down to the final five.
Yes. Utica got read for filth unanimously by all of the judges. And then said, I thought that went so well. She's very positive.
Let her be.
She writes a lipstick message, and it says, Hey, goobers, so happy to have you in my life now. To my sisters, I love you so much. Love yourself. Redacted. Oh, wow. Oh, they're sending secret messages, y'all. Redacted Tarandra. Sweatsuits now available. Love yourself inside and out. Wiggle to the top. Wiggle to the top. Utica.
Work.
I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Utica. And you know, yes, her roast performance was an epic fail, but I have a feeling she really connected with a lot of fans and a lot of viewers. And I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Utica.
Honey, those cookie girls stick around, like the Milks, the Ivies.
Cookie girls.
Like,
oh.
Like, the Thorgies.
She's not named after a cookie.
No, like the not Nabisco hoes. I'm talking like the quirky girls.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, quirky girl.
It's kinda true. Weird.
It's true.
the girls are celebrating Candy's first win, though. And mm-hmm. she points out that neither Aja nor Dahlia won any challenges their season.
Oh, I know. Can you believe it? So she's gone further than her family members, and she's very proud, and it's a very happy moment for the girls. Got Mick is really getting into the idea that she's actually good at writing jokes. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, I was like, I'm never doing a roast. And that, but now she's ready for the roast, so who knows?
Oh, honey, I got a roast idea for the mom girls.
Oh, really?
The Sisterhood of Traveling Rants.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, should we... maybe at some point we'll do a mom roast tour, because we have some amazing divas.
Honey, the divas.
Who could really lay... I mean, Delta work at a roast.
Oh, shit, girl, please.
I'm scared. No,
she would actually bring a roast, too. Trimmings, too. Three kinds of gravy, a place setting...
She yeah. would. And now, can you believe it? It's finally the top four.
Wow.
Is it top five? It's the top five. They're battling for the top four.
Mm-hmm. It's a fight to the finale for the top four. And all the divas want to be there really bad. Next day, the girls come in the workroom and they're like, oh, we all fit on one side of the table now.
Uh-huh.
Acting like they're sad.
They say the video mesh is. They say there are no small parts, only small actors. But if you're lucky, one day you might meet a small actor with some very big parts.
Yes, oh. Peter Dinklage.
Oh.
Give it to me.
He's awful tall, but it's worth the climb. Oh. Enough of. Ma'am, I'm 4 feet and 8 inches. Oh, enough about the 4 feet. Tell me about the, eight inches. Oh, Peter Dinklage.
Rue comes into the workroom and she has a mustache on. She obviously saw my Tiger King TikTok performance and said, you know what? I'm going to do it too.
She's like, baby, let me show you how it's done.
She says,
this is lace front.
Mm-hmm.
This is a full lace cap mustache.
The lace goes up into my nostrils.
It is a full lace cap. Wait, what was that? What was that? Oh, it's a full lace cap.
Cap.
The queens this week will be starring in the sci-fi adventure Hanny, I Shrunk the Drag Queen, stupid. It will take place on the drag race set, and the queens will play tiny, teeny, little, itty, bitty, witty drag queens.
The characters are archetypes of great movies. We have Dominique Perignon. She's the mean one. Margarita, that's the smart one. Brandy is the sarcastic one. Chardonnay is the whiny one. Makes sense. Ginger Ale, the dumb one. Mm-hmm. So right off the bat, I mean, you know Olivia is going to break out those sneaker wedges. She's going to say, honey, I'm Ginger Ale. And she does.
You knew it.
She does go for the ginger ale gig, and the girls are fighting.
Schweppes.
Yeah.
Is it Schweppes or is it Canada Dry?
Oh, it's dry. Candy and Simone both kind of want the same role, and Elliot's not there to make them audition.
What were they going to do? I mean, they could have auditioned.
They should have both read a part and then let the girls decide, you know?
You can read for it.
By secret ballot.
It's not offer only. Unfortunately, but
we're not breaking top of show either, honey.
We'd be happy to bring you in for an audition. There's a cattle call. There's
Why
a cattle
don't
call
pre-tape?
Audition.
You should pre-tape just to
actually
work out the kinks beforehand before you get in the room. Yeah.
Now the script is very thick and very large.
Ooh.
A script like this is big and long. They all love the script
reading until the crack of dawn.
they love the script. They think it's really funny. I thought it was really funny too.
Yeah, it was cute. Gottmik thinks that that Olivia should probably like stretch herself and not do the dumb one because they've seen it before.
Well,
you know.
I mean, it's the thing that's hard about this is like it's kind of like the producers saying, you guys, we wrote these about you. Just do the part that's you. Right? Do you think that?
I mean, it couldn't be more cut and dry. It's very that. It's very suggested. There's five parts. They're all kind of these girls. Yeah.
And wait a second. Okay, I need mystery music behind this because the names of all the characters are named after alcoholic beverages. And which one of these queens is named after an alcoholic beverage? Rosé. Ha. Ha.
Wait, did she win the challenge too?
She did.
Yeah. Spoiler. Spoilers.
Oh, they set it up. Deep. Layered of rigatrondras.
I literally just thought of that. I just noticed that. But girl, wow. Who knows? We don't want to give any spoilers away in case you haven't seen the episode, but for some reason you're listening to this podcast.
Maybe you could just use your materials to deduce from fabric.com and find out if we left any scavenger clues there on our break.
Did anybody go ahead and make an outfit from scratch? No, they were trying to learn lines. They were like, I'll just wear one of these outfits that I haven't used yet.
Yeah. No time to make a purple unitard.
No,
it fashion.
No time for that. I love the names. Overall, I really love this challenge.
What would you have done if you get invited back for another season of Drag Race? Because there's rumors that there's lots of things going on with girls. If this were to come to pass on your couch with you sitting there, would you say, y'all need to read for it? Because I think that's the most fair way to do this in the future instead of just go hurt feelings later. Fuck that. Y'all work it out. Let your sisters decide who gets it so everyone can be their best possible, you know?
I think it's happily really fair. Audition for a role if it came down to it.
Well, your yearly review's coming up.
But I mean, who knows?
Forever Dog Brass. Who they want knows? That brass shiny.
Anything is possible. I might be going away to summer camp. Who knows? Oh. No, I know nothing. I haven't heard anything.
Not wet, not hot. American summer. The
cold, dry American autumn. Cold, dry Canadian autumn.
Canadian fall. Rosé is talking about not having a lot of options left to wear. And honey, the cupboards are bare. I saw one of the episodes and all I could see was just a lonely yellow fur coat. Not many outfits left.
Yeah.
I know that the outfit that Simone ended up wearing is an outfit that she actually borrowed from Kate, from Gottmik.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the thing is, the reason they're really having trouble is because you can't wear stones, you can't wear reflective, you can't wear green. So, and this is, I'm glad they're addressing this on the show because this is something that you've talked about before. You kind of, it kind of throws you for a loop. You're like, oh, an acting challenge, but you can't wear this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
Go. See, I can roll out of the dressing room in dirty laundry and be completely happy. So this would not be a problem for me. But I know that a lot of drag queens are concerned about their appearance and what they look like.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are just green, too.
So this is a struggle, but the girls are figuring it out. And they're borrowing, and that's great. Simone is really struggling with this, though.
Yeah.
She knows that she's coming from the House of Avalon, who are amazing, and they're all perfectionists, and they go to great lengths to consider every detail when it comes to a look. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she's feeling all of this pressure. And I really felt for her in that moment because that girl, once it gets down to the end and you're like, even if you're doing great the whole time, you know, I mean, it happened to me.
I wasn't there at the end. It sounds fun though.
It happened to me though. I was doing great.
I saw.
And then I cracked because of all the pressure I was putting on myself. So, like, I completely felt for her in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, it's Scarlett. Oh, wait. Oh, never mind. We're going to take
Scarlett's not available? We'll wait.
We're going to take a break and get Scarlett on the horn.
Yeah.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag,
drag
for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
We are back. Oh, hey, it's Scarlett. Hey.
No, we were going to do you before the break, but you were late, so.
Hey, it's Scarlett.
Hey.
I love that it's, I love it how familial it is. Hey, it's Scarlett. Is that funny to you? That's funny to me.
No one ever refers to her as Scarlett. It's always Scarlett Johansson.
So ScarJo.
That's why I think it's, that's why I think it's funny.
It's hey guys, it's Scarlett. How's it going? Like she calls all the time. Like it's a, she's like, hey guys, I was wondering if I could play one of the roles in the acting challenge.
I'll be playing RuPaul. As a tree, a Japanese tree.
I'm not trying to talk
Night
shit.
In the drag machine.
This is the Scarlett Johansson that there's a scandal because she was arguing to play a trans character, correct?
She's played a lot of different characters that I think she now knows that she didn't maybe have business playing. I think a lot of us did, though. She definitely played, I think, Ghost in the Machine or Ghost in the Shell.
An Asian character?
Animation.
Okay.
The show. And but that happened in Speed Racer too, you know? It's been happening a long time. The Zoom call, the girls all got to ask their little questions to Scarlett, and we got to see the ones that they wanted us to see. I really want to know what she said about everything, you know?
I love that they're doing this new edition, and this is one of those things that came out of quarantine times that I hope they carry it over to when it's not quarantine times. Like these cool, like fun video conferences with like major fucking Hollywood hard hitters. Okay. This is so fierce. Scarlett tells Scarlett, we're on a first name basis. Hey, Scarlett. Hey, Scar. She tells Candy that even if you're playing the villain, you have to love the character. And so that makes it realistic.
I liked everything that Candy did. She kept it like kind of based in reality a little bit. as much as she could.
Yeah.
But what Scarlett said about like having the whole backstory in your head and like knowing the character and all that and practicing it before, like you have to do that. And some of the girls are more focused on what they're going to wear in their outfits.
Right.
And it's, you know, this is not the time to not have your bases covered on everything. Gottmik asks the leading question. How do you stand out if you have a smaller role? And that's basically what Scarlett just answered.
Right. Damn. Is Gottmik a producer this season? I swear. Gottmik is so good. So Scarlett like goes the extra mile to ask the question that is dealing with someone else's like issue in the moment. I love it.
She did it on behalf of Denali with Annie Hathaway.
Oh. Annie. Hey, it's Annie. Hey. Maybe they'll get Jen Aniston. I mean, Jen and I. Maybe I'll call Jen and I'll ask her if she wants to do Drag Race. I'm sure she'd be up to it.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Right? Just get out of the house.
She and I we spread Aveeno on our skin and we drink Evian and...
Smart water, honey.
Well, we drink Evian. Sorry.
Oh, Rebels. This is,
you guys.
Rebel Hearts. I see you.
I'm really pulling back the curtain. She prefers Evian. Listen.
Oh, wow.
That's sometimes that happens.
I always knew you as the Awkwafina girl.
Jen, you know what? I'm going to ask Jen if she wants us to cut this because I don't want her to get in trouble with the smart water people.
Poland Springs thugs coming to get us. This green
Crystal
screen.
Crystal Geyser. We want to take a second to talk to you about Crystal Geyser. Crystal Geyser. okay,
Crystal Geyser is a great drag name.
It is.
But
it really is.
Spelled G-U-Y-S.
I know her.
There is a Crystal Geyser. I love that.
Crystal Geyser. Yeah.
Work.
Shout out, friend of the pod, Crystal Geyser.
Ooh, I hear the girls that call me Brenda have a Crystal Geyser in their green room.
Brenda, call me. Yeah.
The crystal fountain shut off.
Is that Crystal Geyser?
Yeah.
Burke, she's fierce. She's famous.
Shout out to Crystal Geyser.
She works in a tights establishment, clearly.
Clearly. Show me the girls. Okay, so.
Patterns. Patterns.
We get a directing by Michelle and Carson. Carson's wearing a muted blazer. they're in the director's chairs. Michelle took a break from the Steps music video. to come and direct. I love the Steps music video.
I think
Sorry.
They're called Steps because the choreo is mere steps.
Excuse me, that choreo was sickening and simple and very effective.
Arms, 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 spin, 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 smile.
And they put in the showgirls nail flash.
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Esther Haas is thrilled. Simone is second guessing herself already, and it's clear where this edit is going very quickly, so I don't want to dwell on anything that's unpleasant for me and my LA friends. But she looks great. That dress is sickening.
Beautiful.
That dress is it's a legacy garment. It was seen on Jade from Little Mix first.
Ooh, I love that.
The girls were really running out of clothes, and Simone was bugging, and it's nice that her sister provided LA girls working together, the WeHo girls.
She was totally bugging.
Yeah. Michelle is trying to give her direction, and I don't think it's going in, but I don't know if it's being processed.
Right.
Dipper is so frozen, and his face is so funny. I need to do a screenshot.
He looks really surprised.
He looks like a bear that just got woken out of hibernation, and there's like a choice between cheese and peanut butter, and he doesn't know what to do. Which one, left or right? Cheese, peanut butter, or ass.
He tries
to grab all three with four paws. It's just us. Oh my God, we're alone.
Oh my
Alaska
God.
Alaska is the host now. Word. You're the host.
I am the host now of this podcast. All right.
What do we do?
That's it. I don't know. Okay. No, we still... Okay. This is where we go completely off the rails without Dipper to tell when to take a break. Okay. Listen, Candy is having... Well, I don't think Candy was having trouble. I liked Candy's delivery, and I liked Candy's rewrite because she was saying, oh, my wicked beauty. Do you know that's a reference from fucking Paris is Burning?
Is it?
Wicked beauty. Here, she's wicked beauty.
Wicked beauty. Oh, yeah. Octavia St. Laurent when she's talking about all her facial expressions, right?
Yes. I think it's absolutely a better line than My Beautiful Wickedness, which is the direct line from,
it is,
you know.
But they can't go ripping off Paris is Burning implicitly. They have to only do it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Go to the thesaurus. They can do it. They can't do it 100%. But, you know, thank God for minds like you.
I love all the sight gags in this acting challenge. They crawl up the side of an oversized electric cord.
Yeah, so cute. Very like Postcards from the Edge.
There it is. Oh, Postcards from the Ledge. I don't know what that means.
Olivia is that girl that, you know, that Fifi was on my season asking questions. That we all just wanted to go, shut up. Stop asking. Come on.
Right.
Like, what if they say no? Let's go, Little Miss Wedge.
Right. You kind of just have to do it. And if it's really not working, they're going to let you know.
Yeah, they'll let you know. If they don't laugh, that's how you know.
Excuse me. Could I ask a question?
Excuse me. May I ask?
So this microphone, is this what I speak into? I feel like my character would deliver it this way, though. Is that okay if I deliver it over here?
Well, listen, I'm here to explore and
God bless her. He's back.
Oh.
Did one of you get an alert that says you've been made the host?
I am the host now. This is reminding me of like the really early chat rooms.
Yeah.
Where you could you could make someone like an admin or like a, I can't remember the phrases. But it reminded me of a very early chat room moment. Wow.
So we finished the podcast while you were away.
Yeah, we're all finished, Dipper. We did our homework. See you next week. Bye.
Bye. We're going to gym.
The next day, some of the girls walk into the workroom. They love the challenge. They love the script and the movie. And the jump from Final Five to Final Four is a big deal. So everybody's trying to make it to that Final Four. So this is the go time, Toots.
I like that the show in this next part at the Mirror like kind of addresses what like it's like one, it's the elephant in the room now. It's like the monster is eating its own tail. Like the girls are worrying about how the outside world will perceive them on the show that they're currently filming, which hasn't even been edited yet. You know, they're already worried about that. They're
right.
Like, they're not just playing. When we were on, one of the things that they said is just play the game, get out of your head, that type of thing. And like now at this point, like all you can do is be in your head because there's only five bitches left.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine doing it nowadays at all. No, thank you. Like worried about who's going to hate you, who's going to like you. Oh my gosh. But Simone is feeling that pressure. I think because she did poorly at the roast last week. And like just seeing her interview where she breaks down is so sad.
So sad.
It's also great story arc. So
great story arc. But I mean, I very girl, genuine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, 100%. A girl who threw a tantrum at the end.
I know a girl who said that, you know, that arc got her her crown.
Well,
showing variety to the judges.
Honey, varietals. Variety, cinema verite. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
And we're back.
Boston Tea Party, Boston Celtics, Boston Red Sox.
Boston She Party.
Honey, this is about to be a Boston Tea Party, darling, because we're about to spill it. And he. Yeah.
The tea is not silent. The girls all really want to make it to the finale. Rosé, she's kind of giving this casual glam Becky on the beach like version of herself now. She's like, you know, I've evolved. I'm letting my guard down. I'm being myself.
Yeah, which and she has. Said,
she came into the competition too self-aware, which, I mean, I get, because you're just, like, planning for all these things that you've made up in your head by, like, you know, this directive or this prompt. So you're like, you have this whole scenario in your head, and then you come there and you're like, oh, wait, this is totally different. This is a mini challenge outfit. Why did I do this? So it's like, you can't help but be in your head. And the girls are talking about representation on TV. Mm-hmm. And this is the part where, like, it's wonderful because one of them says that, like, you know, he didn't see himself on TV. And now someone like him will see themselves on TV, you know?
That's tea. And representation is extremely important. And, you know, I mean, Gottmik talks about, like, Chaz Bono, but Gottmik is like, Chaz Bono is great, but Chaz Bono isn't me, you know? Chaz Bono is, like, a masculine, you know, dude, and Gottmik is more, like, femme presenting, you know? And I love that Gottmik was, like, in the trans community, so often it's you're seeing Barbie or Ken, and never something in between. And so Gottmik is representing everyone who falls anywhere on the beautiful rainbow spectrum.
Yeah.
What was your representation? What was some early representation that you saw on TV?
Like when I saw myself, definitely.
When you watched episodes of yourself on the many TV shows that you've
heard of? No kind.
First of all, whore. You're joking, whore.
I think the first time I really identified with, like, what I could be or, like, what I saw myself doing was Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Just, like, that blonde wig, the outfit, putting on the drag, mm-hmm. the gigs, and, like, mm-hmm. thinking, I could do that. I can be a prostitute. I can wear blonde hair. And after that, probably the criminals from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead Who Steal Cars. Because, like, I could tell you how to jump a car. Could I do it? I don't know, but I've been in cars that have been jumped. Like, I think the criminal syndicate world was always very appealing to me. And podcasting. Podcasting was my fallback. So what was your first time that you saw yourself represented?
Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman in Batman Returns.
Oh.
I was like, hell yeah. And also Jessica Rabbit.
You brought that picture to your doctor, huh?
I did both pictures. I mean, Catwoman pulls a fucking raincoat out of the back of the closet and chops it to pieces and sews it back up and then is a cat suit mm-hmm. with dental floss.
We know you love a patent moment.
I do.
You're piqued by patent.
That isn't really representation because one of them's a fucking cartoon character with a deep voice. That was Kathleen Turner's voice. Mm-hmm. And the other is, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer. But they were very inspiring to me as characters and went on to inform my drag career. But this is why Drag Race is so important, because we mm-hmm. do get to see drag queens in a 360 light.
Yeah.
We get to see that they're people with hearts and families and lives and desires and emotions. And like, I love the show, and I'm just really glad it exists.
Girl, one of our sisters told me that when she saw me on season 4, she liked my drag, and that inspired her first drag. And then she told her drag mom, and her drag mom said, "That's not drag, baby." That's what Alexis said about me to Vanjie, about my gold outfit with the chains and the little. That, and she said, "That's not drag, baby."
Okay.
But I love that Vangirella was inspired. Like, I love all, like, her Rihanna and her Fenty's. Like, we inspire the children, and that's nice to know a little bit.
There's all different types of drag.
Mm-hmm. Ugly drag, girls can do it, too.
Sometimes it's just about buying shoes. So.
Yeah. I mean, whose credit card? RuPaul's?
First of all, let's get it together before you want to read. RuPaul is in a shimmering silver and bluish fringe gown with a structured belt. What do you mean, meh?
Meh. I don't like when the light goes through it that you could see through it. It feels like sequined off fabric again.
Okay.
Like draped and then belt and like manipulated, but sequined-y. Girl, sequined-y. I need an event.
I've... I bought drugs from her.
It was twice.
She just She's sounds kidding. Like a drug dealer.
Right. Sequin Dottie.
Honey, call Sequin Dottie, honey. Here's her card.
Oh, wait, there's some white stuff on the edge of that card. Yeah, that's her card. Okay. Cynthia Erivo looks lovely, and I'll have you.
So
and she is wonderful to drag queens. I met her at the Toronto International Film Festival when Stars Born was performing, and we were like right outside the bathroom, and I was like, "Are you a singer?" And she's like, "Yes." And when she talked, I was like, "Oh, I know exactly who you are." And then we got a picture of our nails together, and her nail, like her nail and handscape with the rings and the nails and the, gorgeous.
Just, she turns a whole jewelry scape.
Honey, she loves a look. And the RuPaul's Drag Race stage is all the better for it because she's an accomplished performer. We're glad to see someone worthy of that seat there for sure. And the runway category is hot pockets.
Yeah, pockets on pockets, toots. Mm-hmm. Let's get into some of these looks. Simone is turning it. Mm. I love every second of this. Wow. Yes,
perfection. The way the red pops off the blue.
Yeah.
And this big zipper thing. She looks just like cool. Like what girl wouldn't want that in her repertoire?
You do
Polly Pocket to a mix with Beat in My Heart. You know?
One hand in my pocket and another one... Oh, honey, you didn't think I was just going to do that now, did you? DJ, turn it up.
Yeah.
Turn the music. The scene hair is one of my favorite silhouettes of hair to ever exist. I love this. Such a beautiful look from Simone. Yay.
The back is going to be tangled as fuck.
Olivia is giving us a silver stoned mini dress, oversized bow pockets, kind of... kaleidoscopic shapes.
Yeah, and she says it's like stone for the gods or something like that, something referencing the stones. And this is just a chance to see that don't waste your time stoning stuff before you go to Drag Race because you can't tell at all.
Yeah, stones really, for some reason, don't typically read on those cameras. But I will say, I think, does it fit the prompt of pockets? I mean, that's debatable, but
it's plural, so it is pockets.
Yeah, I think this is the most beautiful that Olivia has looked the whole season. As far as the hair, the makeup, the garm, the color. Like, I think she looks outstanding.
Same. It's a salute. Olivia's...
Rosette.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Like, this charm and, like, this bounce in her hair. And anytime a girl's hair is bouncing... It's just like it's a good runway for me, and she's bouncy.
Yeah, definitely. Rosé is giving us a black and white mod latex pocket dress, rain poncho reveal, pocket.
Yeah, I love this. The hair is the wrong shape for her face. I feel like she needs a little break right here to just round off that squareness, like two little tendrils maybe, keep that ponytail popping. Okay. Yeah, but like the hair, if she wants to wear it like that, it needs to be bigger because it's distractingly, the proportion is wrong, I feel like. But the outfit is so cool. I like that she did the mob thing. But like, I have a face like her, so that's why I'm telling her. And right. She might listen. If you listen, I'll help you.
This is really a fantastic garment. Both garments are really fierce.
All the things you could keep in it?
Oh, yeah,
She's a walk-in apothecary, honey.
Honey, don't go through those pockets. You don't want to know what you'll find.
Uh-uh. No, not without a glove.
Next up, Candeliza Musington.
Oh, wow. It looks like a Fraggles dryer lint trap.
Okay.
It's artsy. It's soft sculpture. And it's a Japanese-inspired 40-pocket look, she says. But make it ho.
Okay. See, I'm sure it's referencing something. To me, I mean, the garment... I think the garment is interesting.
Hideous.
There's a lot going on. And there are a lot of details you can get into. The hair is where this look kind of loses me. it's not the best like delivery. Mm-hmm. But you know what? And we'll get to this in the judges' critiques. At this point, when they say pockets, this is not something that you can just, if you don't like your outfit you brought for this category, you can't just very well whip something up on the pockets. You can't. So she kind of was fucked. She was like, I know, I don't like this look either, but this is what I brought for pockets. So I feel for her. Wow. Got Mick is giving a trench coat. Would you like to buy a sundial?
Honey.
Flasher.
Who this is by, right? So the coat is by Godoy, and then the outfit is by Howie.
Wow.
Howie's turning it, as always. So cute. The shoe is Christian Cowan. It's got like watches across. It's just it's a shoot, bitch.
It's wild. It's beautifully done. Such a good idea. Campy, sexy. The gold is also referencing the dress that it was like, was it Brittany or Kylie, or was the blondes did a sort, was it Beyonce who did a sort of gold like chain dress just like that?
That was me on season 4 of Drag Race. We just talked about it. So, girl, okay. Get your facts right.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get written up by the mom execs.
Yeah, I totally saw that shape, too. It was very the blondes, very that. But now we get to watch the Henny, I Shrunk the Drag Queens episodic adventure. It should have been a mini series. This is the longest main challenge I've ever seen video product.
I love this challenge. This has now become the challenge I wish that I got to do on my season.
Maybe there'll be a redemption.
Who knows?
So basically, if you haven't watched this episode, Candy's character Dominique shrinks all the queens with toxic overhead lighting because they voted for her to go home on the main stage.
You got the overhead light right here. Oh, oh my God. Oh, no.
And this is true. Sometimes they light us booger boots because it makes their job easier and they're not worried about us being pretty. They just need to get us yelling at each other in an office building in Culver City that they're calling the Gold Lounge. But it is an office building. We are actually in an office with stuff stapled to the wall. That is an office. It is not gold. It is full of delusions. What
all
episode?
All that glitters is not gold.
All that glitters might have mold. What episode of that clip of Rue? What was that, season 10 or 11, you think?
Ooh. I don't know, but she looked good.
Gorge and
she looks stickling.
Honey.
Really, so really good. Lovely.
Oh, wow. That's drag.
There's a lot going on in this story. Michelle comes in. She steals everybody's makeup when she thinks they're gone. That's so funny. A cat comes in and attacks Gottmik.
That was funny.
They jump off the table. They land on India Farah's breastplate.
India Farah
missing
reel. Breastplate in every county, by the way. So
missing reel, because they jump off the table and then it like cuts away and we just hear boing and then they've landed. Missing reel. It's okay.
That's what we did in Ticked Off Grannies with Knives too, when we couldn't afford to shoot a sequence. We said missing reel. Cut to the next one. A grindhouse. The girls grow back full size by reading Dominique to the dirt.
Which makes no sense, but maybe they'll clear it up in the sequel. Maybe they'll retcon that in the sequel.
Retcon, what's that?
Retroactive continuity. If something makes no sense in the original movie, but they remake one years later, they'll
WandaVision.
They'll add a line to like Star Wars did it a lot.
We need to do that for some of those Patreon videos.
Oh!
We'll be back. We're going to take a break on that one.
Perfect.
Well, we'll take a break on that one.
It's Kaylee Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, wait.
What is that about? What's going
that's
on?
That's the UK Minute song.
Oh,
it's British.
That's right.
I think. Yeah.
That's right. As you may know, there is a very exciting podcast called The Chop, hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon. And you can listen to it, and they talk about Drag Race UK. And the very special guest on this week's episode is the one and only
Lawrence Chen,
winner of RuPaul's Drag Race UK. Sorry if that's a spoiler, but
where you been?
Where you been? Where you been, Tud?
It's Latrice Royale.
And I'm Manila Luzon.
And this is your UK Minute.
We have recapped the whole season 2 of Drag Race UK. Did you enjoy it, Latrice?
I had a blast. This was really an awesome season.
Mm-hmm.
And so since we've recapped it all, we have the winner of season 2 here to answer all of your questions.
I cannot wait. Hopefully she isn't wearing any fucking H&M. So check out The Chop every Tuesday here on the Mom Network.
That episode of All Four of Us too, that was so much fun. I hope you all listened to that. We're going to listen to what the judges had to say about these girls on episode 13, season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race right now. Simone, they review first, and Michelle was really happy with how the skit turned out. She thought Simone was great.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia loved the acting choices, and everybody loves the runway look, of course.
Yes. Olivia, they wanted to see more versatility. They thought it was one note, and the look, they thought it wasn't about pockets. It was beautiful, but it wasn't pocket.
Yeah, and next to Rosé, who gave us like a pocketeria,
right.
She was so great in her skit. She did great this week. Michelle loves her look, her makeup, the proportions, and Cynthia loves it. Cynthia loves the A-line. She just did that Aretha project, which was amazing. Y'all watch that. Cool.
Yeah, dude. Cynthia Erivo is fucking good. She's so good. Okay, Candy, you know, I think it's really about the look. I mean, you can't really come for her performance in this challenge. I thought she was really strong.
I mean, you can come for her performance in this challenge as evidenced by the judges' critiques, because they're nitpicking at this point, and it's their job to come for every little thing and give them options for editing. And they went with, like, this weird edit that I'm sure the audience didn't agree with. Like, as we have eyes and ears, most of us, and I think we all can agree that Candy did great. If they want to gaslight us and say things that she didn't, that's fine. But they should just say, honey, you were funny, but your outfit is booger boots. Do you know your words? Do you want to get ready? Because that would have been a much truer reaction from Michelle. Because, I mean, we know what you're thinking at this point. You have to say something bad to justify why, you know, homegirls are
right.
Bottom. But
right.
It's going to be fine. Rue and Carson are trying to figure out the references Candy was going for. And they just, like, they're like, It just
right.
It doesn't get there.
Now, Got Mick, on the other hand, I mean, everyone is gagging over this look. RuPaul is like ready to wear it for season 14's promo.
Honey, and she will time and time again, let me tell you.
Won't she do it?
Yeah.
And the acting challenge went very, very well for Got Mick as mm-hmm. well.
He
what
wore
did you think of Michelle's comment about Olivia should have played the villain and Candy should have played the ditzy girl to like stretch their act.
Very little. I thought very little of it. Yeah, and anyone, you know, just because you're on the West End does not make you an actress coach all of a sudden, honey. Okay. Like, I'm going to the West End and I'm nobody's actress. Come on. So I'm not giving advice on it. I think it's a stretch. Seeing Olivia as a villain would have been like seeing Tina Burner as an ingenue.
Oh.
It just wouldn't translate.
Right. And I thought that they did give some really good... I thought they did give some really good, like, acting notes. Like, yeah. When you are playing a character, it is better to have,
wear
like...
blonde hair.
Peaks... have peaks and valleys. Like if you think of Rose Nyland, she's not just an idiot. Her sort of naivete comes from the fact that she is just really sincere and takes everything at face value. That's more interesting than just like, she's dumb, you know?
Yeah, she wasn't dumb to that little Girl Scout Jenny Lewis, and she stole her bear back. Remember that? I love when Rose gets her bear back.
Her bear back.
Oh.
Get
we got our bear back too from the break. Our bear disappeared for a second, but we got our bear back.
Cut the crap and get back the damn bear.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to, before we move on, I want to know what you would have worn for pockets.
For pockets?
For the hot pockets look. I would have just shown my boy pocket. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's a little spot on your hip. That's the first spot that girls get filled in when they get body work.
It's like an ass divot because...
Yeah, on the side. It's boy pocket. Boy pocket for sure.
Girl, I can keep fucking... I can keep walnuts in my boy pocket.
And crack them. She's making nut pies down there. I think if I were to do a pocket...
Polly Pocket.
I feel like somebody probably did that.
Denali, I think, was doing a sort of take on Polly Pocket from what she posted on Instagram. Maybe I just misread, but I think that's what she was going for.
I kind of love to be like the inside of a pocket, like to go with this, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Whatever scale. Like, if you turn the pocket inside out, you'd see like pocket lint.
Lint.
You'd see like penny. A dime. You'd see like half a nail. Mm-hmm. A rubber band, right. Hair tie. Like I'd love to be a pocket with all the stuff inside of it, but like coming out of my asshole.
And then you pull out a 20 and you're like, I found a 20 in my pocket. I can't believe this.
A rumpled 20 that's been through the wash.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
What about a pocket knife, Willem?
I don't really use pocket knives. I use butterfly knives a lot. Mostly.
You use big knives.
Butterfly. I'm trying to think of a Mariah Carey song.
Butterfly knife in the sky. Really sharp and pointy danger.
I'll stab you in the thigh.
If you were on the stage this evening in July of 2020, what would you have said when RuPaul asked who should go home and why? Would you have said Olivia? I mean, they're consistent. They all said Olivia again.
They did. And, you know, I mean, she deals with it gracefully. It's hard because I get the feeling that the other queens are also really good friends, which doesn't, you know, it's like, you're not going to say your sister.
Yeah.
And I think that Olivia was weakest in challenge / runway, whereas Candy was strong in challenge and weaker on the runway. So
same.
Yeah, I probably would have said Olivia.
I do like this glimpse when Simone, when they tell the girls to hit the house and to go in the back for a second, and all the girls leave, and Simone is still trying standing to put on her there. Shoes under her pants.
Yeah.
And she says, leave that in.
That is me.
Amazing. That was a lot of girls. That was Latrice. There's a shot of Latrice standing next to her boots at one point. Uh-huh. Latrice at one point let the couch wear her dress and she just wore a pillow and untucked when you can't sit in your stuff. There were Latrice will take off anything.
This is how it's done. I mean, don't care. No, you're standing on that stage for an insane amount of time.
Honestly, if it's literally 4 hours standing.
If you're wearing a wide leg trouser, literally, if you're planning on going to Drag Race, you know, you could take sewing lessons, you can learn how to do your makeup, but what you really should do is stand still for 2 hours straight in one spot in heels. It's very hard. Walking around, you can do all day. Standing still, very, very hard.
That'll get you. You need to keep moving. Light on your feet. Twinkle toes.
If your toes are moving. Okay.
So the winner of this week's episode is Rosé. This is her second win. She got a cash prize of $5,000, which basically means she has Miss Congeniality salary already.
Girl, yes.
They're safe girls.
The cash tips are flying, darling.
I don't think they're cash. I think they have to pay taxes on them.
Oh, well.
Which sucks because
it's not all $1 bills.
Honey, they're reporting tips. Let me tell you, the good people over there. The safe girls.
Did you sign out?
We report. Yeah, we pool. And then did you tip out the busser and the dishwasher and the runner?
Did you tip out Sarge?
The hostess?
Yeah, Sarge and Duncan.
Mm-hmm. Rue needs haircut too. No, you were late last week.
Gottmik and Simone are safe, and the bottom two are Candy and Olivia. And, well, is this a drag queen? Is this a drag queen lip sync song or what?
Honey, how did we just lip sync to this last week? And we did not know in previous intel that this was the lip sync song.
Oh, we didn't lip sync. I'm not lip syncing.
Oh, we sang live. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Gotta love, I'm not lip syncing. Gotta love.
Oh, glitter, right?
It's from from Wigstock.
Oh.
Okay. And D-Light is singing on the rooftop. I'm not lip syncing. The lyrics of the
Why'd
song.
Why'd she come for Rue like that, though?
The lyrics of the song, of this very fabulous Cher song, go, you gotta go, was she worth it?
Worth it was the part that sold it when Candy looked at her, and it really was just funny. Like, oh, we know who's winning. We clearly know who's winning. Olivia did a great job, probably. I didn't watch. My eyes were glued to Candy, because she was funny.
Yeah.
And really good. She would have gotten my dollar, but I would have tipped Olivia, too, because she's my sister now.
Yeah.
And watching her go is like a little bit of a heartbreak. But all puppies have to grow up, so.
Yeah, very beautiful, very lovely, very graceful, and such a light and such a great spirit. Olivia, she says, a friendly reminder to live life to the fullest. That's right.
She's really pushing this live angle, honey.
Honey, girl, yes, do it. Put it on a t-shirt.
Live.
Now, what happened in Untucked?
Well,
there was an issue.
What did you think of Untucked?
No, maybe other people are having the same issue, though.
It didn't push through until today.
Yeah, I didn't get it yesterday. Okay.
And so it didn't appear on iTunes until this very day. And
and boring.
This is, oh dear. Okay.
Like, no girls are yelling at each other anymore. Nobody's fighting. There's no new Tamisha merch. Fuck this Untucked.
Who's arrogant? Do you think I'm arrogant?
Do you think I'm arrogant?
If you don't have star quality, you can leave.
You can leave.
do you think that Olivia getting she gets a phone call from her family members. Do you think that...
Yeah, because she needs a ride from the airport.
Do you think that getting and we always see the drag queen crying when they receive the message from their family. Do you think they're crying not because they're emotional, but because they're like, this means I'm going home. They're getting my story out of the way. I think that's what it is.
I definitely agree. Yeah. It's the writing's on the wall, honey.
It really is because, I mean, and please, fire off down below. I know that it doesn't mean you automatically go home if you get the video message from your family. But sometimes that is the case.
Yeah.
Ooh, like
push
if you just
a little bit of story out.
Like if you just got red booger boots by all the judges and then you come back to Untucked, you're feeling like shit. And then they're like, "Oh, we have a video from your
let's
mom.
Make her cry.
That
oh,
was pre-recorded."
Yeah.
And we Perfect. Were just we needed to put it in somewhere, so I would be pissed.
They needed to wedge it in somewhere.
I would be pulling Jiggly Caliente. None of you motherfuckers got a call from your mother on the day that you got red at the bottom.
True.
Okay. We thank you.
We thank you very much. Also on Untucked, Rosé said Olivia, she didn't feel the fire from Olivia. But Olivia's got heat.
She does.
We could have brought anybody.
Paula Abdul.
Janet
LaToya.
Jackson.
Janet.
One thing about Olivia is she's very, Reby. Very sexy.
Reby Jackson.
Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week. What a wonderful day.
We love... I'm Alaska.
I'm Willem.
Hi. Hello, 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 and welcome. Okay,
back.
We would love for you to write a review of our podcast on the podcast app, and don't forget to subscribe and take a moment to leave us a rating too. 5 stars or over, please.
Mm-hmm. Follow the dolls, at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, and our Race Chaser account is, I know you know our name, at Race Chaser Pod. And our mom podcast account is at mom podcast.
Holler at me. I know you know me.
Slash
we also
Jason.
Bonus video content available now on patreon.com/Willem.
Climb the paywall.
You can search for Race Chaser content on there. Search the hashtag Race Chaser. We have really great videos on there coming out all the time. We just released one of Cher trivia and Sherry Hokey.
When the Patreon's gone, it'll be released on YouTube. We also have YouTube stuff. Go check out our YouTubes and email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com, please.
That's right. Wear a mask. Wash your hands, socially distance yourself, and respect each other out there in the world.
Remember to take off your makeup before bed, dear. I'll send the dolphin.
Never.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.